Jay Sekulow, major events at the United Nations and a big announcement. That mosque at Ground Zero, no more.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Chanting death to America does not create jobs or make Iran more secure. If Iran chooses a different path, that would be good for the security of the region, good for the Iranian people, and good for the world.
There are a number of Iranians in the United States who are imprisoned, who went to prison in result of activities related to the nuclear industry in Iran. If the Americans take the appropriate steps and set them free, certainly the right environment will be open and the right circumstances will be created for us to do everything within our power and our purview to bring about the swiftest freedom for the Americans held in Iran as well.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It's the same regime that was taking Americans hostage in the late 70s. It shows that they're the same people. My husband's been taken hostage. And, they say there might be an environment to discuss the release of the Americans. But no, I mean, until Saeed is back on American soil, really, I can't trust anything they say. And their demands are, it's unbelievable. Well,
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. Logan's with me here in our media center, and we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're also going to be taking comments via Facebook, of course, and via Twitter as well.
That's right. Facebook and Periscope, all you need to do is go to facebook.com/JaySekulow. You can watch the show live. It's the latest post. You'll see it there. And then also on Periscope, you can watch live. Just go to Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. You'll see us broadcasting there. Right now, be a part of the show. Don't just listen. Interact. Get your questions or comments on the air that way. Or give us a call at 1-800-684-3110.
Well, we've got something you're going to want to call about. It is official. The mosque at Ground Zero. Remember that from 5 years ago? That was the mosque that was going to be placed literally on the site of Ground Zero. In fact, we have video of the area where they're going to put it up in our movie that I'm going to get for our Facebook and Periscope audience. It was in our movie, I think it was in The Export. And we will get that up so you can see what we're talking about. But here's the good news. That was going to be a 15-story Islamic center. And there we've got a picture of it right now, which is great. The fact is, no more. There will not be a Ground Zero mosque. The developer is making different plans and proposed instead condominiums. They ran into multiple problems, including even Islamic-based governments refusing to fund this. You spoke out on this. Look, do they have a right to build mosques in Manhattan? There's mosques all over Manhattan. But it was the wrong issue for them to proceed on because these were landmark status type of situations. It took 15 years for the Greek Orthodox Church to get approval to rebuild. They approved this mosque to be built in weeks, months. 15 years for the Greek Orthodox Church that was destroyed at Ground Zero. We worked on that one. So it's a nice, I think, way to end that problem again. They want to have, there's plenty of mosques in Manhattan, but there's not going to be one at Ground Zero. So that is a good report. We want your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We also have Russian President Vladimir Putin speaking right now at the United Nations. And then let me report to you 800 prayer vigils in 40 countries this weekend for Saeed Abedini. But now, Secretary Kerry was reported as saying this weekend, though there really wasn't a direct ask about the prisoners in the United States with the Iranians. Your reaction to all of this, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110, 263,000 letters actually delivered to the UN Secretary General on Saeed's behalf. As I said, the President of Russia, Putin, speaking right now. We're already getting comments coming in. We've just got 30 seconds here. Logan, let people know they can sign on to the petition for Saeed.
That's right. You can do that by calling 1-877-989-2255 or easily just going to aclj.org. You also do it using the ACLJ iOS app on your Apple device. If you have time, do that. Download the app. It's a great way to do it. We're about to get a major update on the app as well. All right. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Give us a call, though, to be on the air, 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook or on Periscope right now during the breaks. We'll be right back.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, if you're just joining us, here's what we've got. We've got Putin speaking to the UN. The president already spoke. We've got Rouhani coming up in probably the next hour. So we may, if there's any breaking news on that, by the way, with Rouhani, we may do a special update alert on Facebook and on Periscope if we get anything. The issue that we've also launched is, of course, no mosque at Ground Zero. Let me repeat that again. The mosque at Ground Zero will not happen. Your reaction to this, by the way. And why do you think they wanted to put it there in the first place? We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. No mosque at Ground Zero. We fought that hard. 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, you said it's getting a big reaction on Facebook and Periscope.
Yep, comments are breaking out, obviously, specifically about the mosque. People seem very relieved, finally, that there's an ending to this story.
Yep.
And one that ended in our favor.
Yeah, it's a positive ending because they changed all the rules for the mosque. So if you were the church, the Greek Orthodox Church that was actually destroyed during 9/11, took 15 years to get that approved to be rebuilt. When it comes to the mosque at Ground Zero, and there's a picture of it, Logan, we could show it to Facebook and Periscope. That's what it is now. That building on the right hand side, the left was going to be this 15 story or more. Being a pointer there, mosque. That's not going to happen now. It's going to be condominiums, which is fine. So the Conquest Mosque of Ground Zero is no more. And we thank all of you for your support on that. We had hundreds of thousands of people put out that response to that. So, again, let me encourage you. We want to talk to you about it. We want your comments. 1-800-684-3110. Did you hear the president, your reaction to the president not bringing up the Americans held hostage in Iran? The president of the United States did not bring up the hostages in Iran when he had the opportunity to address the entire world. Your reaction, 1-800-684-3110. President Rouhani of Iran spoke out against it. Listen to number two.
Being imprisoned in Iran has nothing to do with the nuclear negotiations and the subsequent agreement. But I'll ask you this. There are a number of Iranians in the United States who are imprisoned, who went to prison in result of activities related to the nuclear industry in Iran. And today, the UN Security Council has agreed, according to Resolution 2231, to lift those sanctions. Once these sanctions have been lifted, why keep those folks in American prisons? So they must be freed.
So they're proposing a prisoner swap. Of course, we've lost so much negotiating power on this. We want your comments, 1-800-684-3110. We got calls coming in. Again, we're getting a lot of response also via Facebook and Periscope. We also have a situation where the president of Iran is going to speak very, very soon. Here's the quid pro quo statement from Rouhani, basically saying, if you do this, we'll do that.
If the Americans take the appropriate steps and set them free, certainly the right environment will be open and the right circumstances will be created for us to do everything within our power and our purview to bring about the swiftest freedom for the Americans held in Iran as well.
So here's the deal, folks. I mean, this is what's becoming very clear. The deal is, and this is what everybody needs to understand, the proposed deal here is basically this. You release the Iranians held in the United States, and we're going to release the Americans. How do you feel about that one? 1-800-684-3110. I'll tell you my thoughts on it in a little bit, but I want to get your comments as well. 1-800-684-3110. Phone calls and comments coming in.
All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Pat. It's calling from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to JSIQ Live.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my phone call. Sure. I can most assure you, Chip, sometime around the 2016 election.
Yep.
Our prisoners be released. I guarantee that's what they're going to do. It's just a big political game, and I get so sick of it. I get tired of
Here's
it.
Here's the problem with the political game. Meanwhile, Saeed Abedini was beaten in prison. I don't know if we have the comment from Amir Hekmati's sister or brother. He's been beaten in prison, and they could kill these guys. I mean, this is the problem. Pat, I don't disagree that the politics of this are gigantic and have a huge factor. But we lost an unbelievable opportunity when we sat down with the Iranians. We have that bite? We don't. So Amir Hekmati's sister said he was beaten. And, of course, we reported last week that while the Iranians are allegedly negotiating with the Americans, Rouhani is, you know, saying all these things. They did a taser on Saeed Abedini in prison as punishment. We're taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. What do we got coming in via Facebook and Periscope?
A lot of comments coming in. Said at least it seems like the majority ruled for once when it comes to the Ground Zero Mosque.
Yep.
A lot of people commenting still about that. One person said that these people seem like terrorists and the American that are in prison, but the American prisoners are innocent. So that's also a difference when it comes to releasing.
Well, I think that actually is a very, very significant situation. Nagme has said, and we're going to have Nagme later on the broadcast, she said he's basically a hostage. We've taken that position, by the way, that they're holding them as hostages. This is Nagme Abedini from Fox News this morning.
He's been taken hostage. They're saying that a possibility of prisoner exchange might create the atmosphere for the release of the Americans. They say it might. I think the atmosphere should already have been created with billions of dollars in sanction relief, and unfortunately it hasn't. And my husband has broken no laws. Mm-hmm. According to the United Nations report, Iran's violating its own laws and international laws by holding him.
So there's Nagme's position. And I think, you know, when the Iran, let's play that bite again because he does say might. Let's pull the one where he says that because I think it's very important for you. We like to lay out the evidence on this broadcast. Will they do this prisoner swap? Well, they might.
If the Americans take the appropriate steps and set them free, certainly the right environment will be open and the right circumstances will be created for us to do everything within our power and our purview to bring about the swiftest freedom for the Americans.
Notice what's not said. The word release. Not that we will release them. And there was another statement, I think, that he made, number two, I believe. I don't want to play it right now, where he said might create the environment. But they don't ever say that there would be a release. And this is the problem with the dealing with the Iranians. Putin just said, by the way, we cannot allow ISIS members to return to home countries. And he's also chastising basically the United States because the so-called moderate forces we were training for, what did we figure was $725,000 per soldier? They've kind of gone away here. You're looking at it. Well, nice camera move there, Logan, showing. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Don, who's calling from Iowa online, too. Don, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning to you.
Morning.
I was just mentioned earlier that I was working security at 9/11. And when we got hit by these people, I wanted to read the Quran to find out how they thought.
Yeah.
So after reading the Quran, not only they don't be friends with Christians and Jews and infidels, which covers everybody else, but they also said that whenever they plant their mosque or they are implanted in a country, they own it.
Well, it's because they take the view that the mosque, we look at in the United States, we think of it as a worship center like at a church or a synagogue. It's not. They call them Islamic centers. We actually talk about this in a book that we did called Sharia in America. And those Islamic centers become basically the staging ground for all the activity for these radical groups. And that's what the problem is. And that was going to be the problem with Ground Zero, of course, was that they wanted a symbol of conquest. And I think we had some people on Facebook and Periscope point that out, that which is exactly right. They wanted a real conquest victory, and that would have been putting a mosque at Ground Zero.
That's right. A lot of people are commenting about that specifically. And a lot of people are also commenting about the Americans. Well, we had Teresa who just came in and said, our American citizens held captive in Iran are not criminals, but the Iranian prisoners in America are criminals.
Right.
Don't necessarily want to swap. We also had billions of dollars in sanction relief, and they want us to release their terrorists to free innocent people.
Let's take a poll on Facebook and Periscope. We can do this on the phones, too. What do you think about this prisoner swap idea? And then I'll give you my comments at it later in the broadcast. We'll take your comments at Periscope and Facebook, and also you can call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do we have time for a call, or do you think
we can go ahead and take a call?
Let's take one.
All right, Adam's calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So I was calling about the mosque being built at Ground Zero, New York City.
Right.
I just heard what you're talking about with a difference in how Islamic folks view their mosque as opposed to the churches, etc.
Yep.
But my question is this. Given the First Amendment is extended to everybody, regardless of whether we like them or not,
correct,
or their crimes or not, how can we prevent anybody from building their worship ground without that being a discrimination?
You can't, as far as if you just say no mosques in Manhattan or no mosques at Ground Zero, you don't have a legal basis for that. The problem with this particular one, and we handled a lot of the legal work here, was they did not, the city of New York did an approval process that was discriminatory. It gave the mosque a super right to operate where the Greek Orthodox Church, okay, which was destroyed during 9/11. The mosque wasn't there before 9/11, by the way. This was a building with one of the landing gear went through. The church at Ground Zero, the mosque, the Greek Orthodox Church, took 15 years to get approval, Adam. The mosque took less than a year for them to get approval. That was not legal, as you can imagine. And then we just pointed out that this was a symbol of conquest. And that's what they were trying to do. And they lost. Because even the Islamic governments were worried about what was going to go on. And the reaction in the American people was overwhelming here. All right, we're taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Let me tell you this also. We are in the last 3 days of the month here. And I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Support the work of the ACLJ. That's what we're asking you to do today. We're going to end the month very, very strong. I'll make that announcement on the last day of the month, but it is going very well. Your support makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The easiest way, of course, ACLJ.org. And again, petition for Saeed still up at 877-989-2255.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed. More than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome, everybody. As I mentioned, we've got the Iranian President Rouhani speaking shortly. We played the soundbite from Naghmeh, Saeed's wife, of course, who's been such an unbelievable force for the persecuted church and her husband particularly. More than 800 prayer vigils were held in 40 countries this weekend, 706 in the U.S. Huge response. We just played you some video from the one in that took place in Boise. Let's go ahead. And Naghmeh, welcome to the broadcast. And first of all, what was your reaction to the outpouring of support that was so significant here?
It's been amazing. Saturday, we had a prayer vigil in Boise, and I think the count was up to 911 cities and 43 countries joined, and Boise was amazing. So many people saying they're praying for Saeed. It's really outside of my faith. It's been a great source of strength for me to continue. I was actually thinking as I was flying to New York that that's really the prayers is what's keeping me going.
Well, and I know it's been very, very tough. We're going to take, I want to take a call here because we've got people calling in that already have been participating in this. And let's take Don's call, and yep. Then we're going to get some comments also from Facebook. And I know a lot of you have been praying for Naghmeh. If you want to send your comments via Periscope and Facebook, you could do that right now. Logan's looking at those and our team as well. And, of course, you can talk to us on air at 800-684-3110.
All right, Don's calling from Palm Springs, California. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm a 74-year-old Vietnam veteran, but you guys are
thank
my
you for your
hero
service.
Warrior.
Well, thank you for your service.
No, I love you guys. And listen, the last night out in Bermuda Dunes, the Garden Fellowship, that's our church,
yep.
And we participated in the prayer vigil. It was amazing. It was an amazing thing. And we saw the videos of Naghmeh and Saeed, his testimony. But my question is she got what's the odds of her getting to have a face on with the with the prayers there, whatever
of Iran, yeah. So, I mean, obviously Naghmeh, one of the reasons you're in New York is to, if any way possible, and we've been working on to facilitate some kind of meeting with at least the staff. Rouhani's reportedly leaving right after his event when he speaks in about an hour. But what is the plan there, Naghmeh?
Yes, he's leaving. He's going back to Iran for some funeral events that are happening there. And, my hope was to be able to meet him or possibly with any of the delegations. If that doesn't happen, I know that the news is out there and it gets to them that it's not acceptable that they're here while they're holding Saeed and the other Americans hostage.
Yeah, I want to talk.
They need to act in good faith and release them.
Yeah, now we heard the comments from Rouhani and also Zarif this morning about this prisoner exchange. And Naghmeh, I wanted to get your sense of that. But also, if you want to talk to us or talk to Naghmeh, our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You've heard the comments, Naghmeh. We played one of your comments in response. What's your reaction to that? I'm saving mine till the end of the broadcast, but I want to hear from you.
Well, you sent a letter to John Kerry early on asking that they before they even sat at the table
right.
with Iran on the nuclear deal, they should have demanded the release of the Americans. We asked that they not walk away from the table until the release was secure. Our government believed that we've created the right atmosphere where Iran would act in good faith and release Saeed, which was not a good calculation on their part. And now Iran's demanding exchange of 19 criminals with Saeed, who the United Nations has said actually Iran is the one violating their own laws by keeping Saeed in prison. It's outrageous that they're asking for this.
Well, the problem, of course, is, and I've said this, is the we've got Americans being held as hostage. We have people in our prisons in the United States that have been adjudicated by a real court for committing actual crimes, and neither Saeed, Amir Hakmati or Jason Rezaian have committed any crime. So this equal, just kind of moral equivalency that the Iranians are doing, I don't trust. But there's another thing I don't trust, Naghmeh, and that is that they would live up to their words. You pointed out that they say this might create the atmosphere for the release. It would open the door for it. I mean, who can trust them at this point?
Exactly. They didn't say they would do it. They said it would create the right atmosphere. And we've heard many comments by the Iranian government, until Saeed is on American soil, we don't trust anything they say. And I think there is enough positive atmosphere for them to release Saeed. And it's time for our government to end this fiasco, end this whatever the Iranian government, the game the Iranian government is playing, and just draw the line and get the Americans back on American soil.
You know, it's interesting that when President Obama was up before the United Nations, he did not raise the plight of the Americans held captive in Iran, although he lauded the deal with Iran. I think he missed another missed opportunity by this president. We're getting comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope as well. Nagme, first of all, everybody, we've had people saying that they participated, and we've had lots of people saying they participated in vigils around the world.
That's right. People around the world have chimed in saying that they obviously are part of it, have been praying for you and your family. That seems to be the current trend of what's going on right now on our Facebook and our Periscope feed. Just people sending out their love, support, and prayers as usual as they continue this fight.
All right, so you're going to be in New York. Let's talk about this parliamentarian meeting. You had an opportunity we were able to work out for you to address over 100 parliamentarians from 67 countries. Tell us a little bit about that. We've seen some of the video, but I think coming from you firsthand would be significant here.
You know, it was a great opportunity to speak to over 100 parliamentarians from many different countries about Iran's continuous violation of human rights and my husband's imprisonment simply because of his Christian faith. It was great to get so many countries involved in advocating for Saeed. They signed 67 of these parliament leaders signed a letter calling on the release of Saeed to the head of the judiciary. And so it's great since there doesn't, we're really, it's vague of what our government is doing. It's really a good step in terms of getting other governments to advocate and put pressure on Iran.
Well, Nagme, we're all praying for you, and I know you've got a team up there with you from the ACLJ, and we're going to continue to work the situation. We may try to get you some updates, from you as the next few days unfold. Thanks for calling in. I know you got a busy day. We're praying for you, and we're working around the clock. You know that.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate all your support, as always.
All right, great. Nagme Abedina, keep her in prayer. There's big meetings going on in New York with our team there. We've got a full team up there. I'm going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. We're giving you the evidence as it exists, folks. Number one, you just heard from Nagme. This would be a good time for you to sign on to the letter that's urging the release and urging also the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon get directly involved. I'm going to talk to John Schneck in our digital advocacy group in a little bit later in the broadcast. 263,000 letters have been delivered to the United Nations. You already saw results. Nagme's had meetings now with 67 different countries, members of parliament, in just a few days. So all of this is taking place. We're going to take more of your phone calls as well. But if you want to support Saeed, this is the day to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can still sign on to that petition, which, by the way, is over 1,139,000 signatures for the release of Saeed Abedini. Now we're calling on the UN to take action as well. Iran must stop holding Saeed and the other Americans as a hostage for ransom, which is what they're doing, folks. That's what this is. This prisoner swap is a ransom. And who would trust the Iranians in the first place? Speak out on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me urge you also, if you would, take time today, tomorrow, and Wednesday to support the work of the ACLJ. We're about to end the month very, very strong. This could be a record for us, which looks like we'd have a great last quarter. We've got work going on around the globe defending freedom and liberty and defending the rights of Christians being persecuted. We're defending the state of Israel. We're in court against Planned Parenthood. You're making a huge difference. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Your donations, of course, are tax deductible. Or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more, including your calls, in a moment. And not allow it to prevail.
When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
President Obama addresses the United Nations and talks about Iran. I'm going to play for you what he said, a little bit of it, and then talk about a missed opportunity.
Nation like Iran, which, as of this moment, continues to deploy violent proxies to advance its interests. These efforts may appear to give Iran leverage in disputes with neighbors, but they fuel sectarian conflict that endangers the entire region and isolates Iran from the promise of trade and commerce. Chanting death to America does not create jobs or make Iran more secure. If Iran chooses a different path, that would be good for the security of the region, good for the Iranian people, and good for the world.
One group was left out of that little statement, and that was the Americans held hostage. Chanting death to America does not create jobs or make Iran more secure. If it chooses a different path, that would be good for the security of the region, good for the Iranian people, and good for the world. How about release the Americans? What a missed opportunity. An unbelievably missed opportunity. Let's take some phone calls and comments. Let's go right back to it.
All right, Mike's calling from Wells, Maine on line 6. Welcome to JSEC, you're live, and thanks for watching via Facebook.
Hey, Mike.
I love the Facebook feed. It's really great.
Well, great.
And thank you for all you do to keep this in the forefront.
Yep.
And my comment is about the prisoner swap. As you said earlier, you kind of touched on this. The Iranians really have not proven themselves trustworthy.
Right.
And I really don't think that this is the way that we should go. And Nagme, I love your courage and boldness. Keep up the good work.
Well, she's going to do that. She's back. She's offline right now because she's going into meetings. We've got a whole team up there with her. By the way, Mike, I'm going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS, which talks about a lot of this. And I just signed it for you. We'll do that for a couple other people today as well. But you bring up a really good point, and I don't know if we're getting comments on this on Periscope and Facebook. We should be. And that is this moral equivalency of treating the American slogan as prisoners versus they're really hostages versus people that violated the law in the United States, a completely different scenario.
Yeah, that has been pouring in. A lot of people with those kind of feedbacks, even feedback that's traditional, kind of back to the what happened, we don't negotiate with terrorists, this
right.
type of situation. They said that one person put the Iranian government is laughing at us. And then a lot of people are just saying, my heart says do anything to release Americans in Iran, but common sense says no swapping criminals for hostages.
Nagma had an interesting comment on this on Fox News. I want to play it, folks, because She brings up a very important point. Who are the ones that are keeping him hostage right now? They're very familiar. Take a listen.
It's the same regime that was taking Americans hostage in the late 70s. It shows that they're the same people. My husband's been taken hostage. And, they say they might be an environment to discuss the release of the Americans. But no, I mean, until Saeed is back on American soil, really, I can't trust anything they say or... And their demands are—it's unbelievable. Well,
so understand what she said, and she's exactly right. And that's why I think this whole prisoner swap approach is ridiculous, because of the moral equivalency. That doesn't mean that there may not be situations where you can justify doing that. I'm not saying this is that situation, by the way, because here's what's happened. You know who's holding her husband? Who's holding Jason Rezaian? Who's holding Amir Hakmani? Who knows about the whereabouts of Robert Levinson? Let me tell you who. The same group that took the Americans hostages in 1978. It's exactly the same group, period. So we have the president, another unbelievably missed opportunity. Unreal.
That's right. You can be a part of the show, too. The phone lines are jammed right now. But if you want to get your point across, get your opinion in, and interact with us during the breaks, there's an easy way to do it. Just go to Facebook.com/JSeculo. Go to JSeculo's page. You'll see the most recent post. It's a live stream. As well, on Periscope, you can be part of the discussion there as well. We take your questions or comments on the air.
And we're taking more phone calls as well when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Don't forget, last 3 days of September, we are having a record month, I have to say, online. You can help make a difference there. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, you know what? That's allowing us to not only do this broadcast, but actually support religious liberty around the globe, defending truth. You're a big part of that. We've had a great response. ACLJ.org. And, of course, you can also sign that petition for Saeed at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll be back with your calls and comments from Periscope and Facebook. Get your friends to listen too, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Another song here from the J. Seculo Band.
Come on. Come on. Let's see what you got.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm in the studio here at our media center with Logan. We're taking your calls via 1-800-684-3110, our stations around the country, but also, of course, we're taking your comments via Periscope and Facebook. Let's get right back to them.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll take another call today. Let's go to Carol, who's calling from New York City. She's online. Carol,
hi,
welcome.
Hey. Hi, Jay and Logan. First, thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing
Thanks.
All over the world.
Thanks.
I listen to a lot of different news stations,
yep.
and was very happy to hear as what you were saying that they were not going to have the mosque at Ground Zero.
Right.
But what we've been hearing here is right next door to the condominium, they're going to have a museum to Islam.
Yeah, I've seen those reports. I don't believe it, and I'll tell you why. What right next to that are other buildings and other offices. These are reports from blogs. So we have not. What we do know is the developer said there is not going to be an Islamic center at Ground Zero. I think the flack that they got both from New York and around the country, and then the way they did the legal proceedings, doomed that project. And then they didn't get the support from the governments, including governments that were supportive of Islam. Islamic governments wouldn't come on and support it either. So, you know, we've been on this since the very beginning, and the end result is there is no mosque at Ground Zero. There's plenty of mosques in New York City. That's fine. I thought that was an inappropriate place. It was a symbol of conquest, as I've talked about before. We have a great discussion of this, by the way, in our movie called The Export, which is available, I think, on our website, or are we streaming? Yeah.
I believe it's available on acljfilms.org. If not, we'll do our .com. Okay, it will be soon. It'll be up there soon. You can see other films, though, like Let My People Go, which has segments about still the persecuted church and
yep.
all that. It's available right now for free on ACLJFilms.
All right, let's take another phone call.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Los Angeles, California, who's also watching via Facebook. Chris, thank
hey,
you
Chris.
For being on Jay Sekulow
hey, Chris.
Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just my comment was really about, and it may be my pure ignorance on what it would really do, but why not release those terrorists to get our Americans back? Because honestly, if they're going to do something to us, they're going to do it with or without those terrorists. So what harm could there really be in releasing them if it means we can finally get them out of there?
Well, I think that, look, I mean, if it's releasing people that violated the sanctions and it wasn't of the level of, like you said, of actual terrorists, although there could be arguments that by violating the sanctions, they are supporting terrorists. That's one thing. I'm not opposed. Look, but prisoner swaps happen all the time. But there should be no moral equivalency of what those people that are incarcerated in the United States have done as compared with what's happened with the four Americans that are held and three we know about. That is Jason Rezaian, Amir Hakimani, and Saeed Abedini. I don't want a moral equivalence on that, Chris. That's what I'm worried about. Do I also, you know, we're going to make the first move here and the Iranians are going to do nothing? Because who trusts them at releasing? This is the problem with dealing with this regime in the first place. But you bring up a very valid point, and that is, if they're going to be released anyways, and under this administration, I suspect they will be, then at least, again, this is an opportunity to get the Americans back. But the president missed a huge opportunity. I'd like to hear what Facebook and Periscope says about this. Missed a huge opportunity in not bringing up Saeed and the other Americans when he was addressing the United Nations, of all places. I mean, just to me, a missed opportunity. Chris, I'm sending you our book, Rise of ISIS, right here. Just signed it for you. It's on the way. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
All right, we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to John, who's calling from Lancaster, California. John, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jay. How you doing? Good. I love what you're doing. I left the band. I'm a keyboard player. But I have
Wait, no band practice, no band rehearsal on Facebook tonight, but it will be next Monday. But thanks. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right.
I understood that that Iran is asking now for permanent lifting of the sanctions before they agree with the deal.
So there are hardliners in the Iranian government, I think we're just being played here, that are saying they don't want this deal unless there is a permanent relief, removal of the sanctions, not subject to future comments. And this is the truth. And I think that's why you're seeing this. So there's this internal struggle going in Iran. They haven't agreed to the deal yet. But if the Supreme Leader wants it, believe me, they're going to get it. We have an interesting comment coming in via Twitter as well.
Yeah, we got a comment coming in Twitter. That's another way you can interact with us. Twitter, just at Jay Sekulow. Vito on Twitter said, Pastor Saeed, Amir Hakmati are collateral damage to Obama and Rouhani.
Absolutely. Vito is absolutely 100% correct. And again, what a huge missed opportunity for the United States of America. An unbelievably missed opportunity here that I think has got really significant ramifications, and one we're not going to know the full scope of until we, for years. I mean, it could go on for decades. Comments coming in as well.
Yeah, we do have comments about that. A lot of people agree with you that it's a huge missed opportunity. That was from Jacob on Facebook. We also had one on Facebook from Lynn who said, didn't John Kerry say the government would do everything in their power to secure Saeed's release?
Yeah, let's
Why are they not even bringing it up?
Yeah, so Secretary Kerry, do we have a comment, Will, from the secretary that we could play here? There was a report in the newspaper. They said, they never specifically asked. Here's what he said on the 26th.
I view this week as a major opportunity for any number of countries to play an important role in trying to resolve some of the very difficult issues of the Middle East. I don't want to predict anything. I don't want to get specific about what issue may or may not be discussed. We always talk about American citizens with respect to their detainment in any part of the world. And so you can count on the fact that we will have a discussion.
Count on the fact that we will have a discussion and detainment on any part of the world. This is what Kerry told reporters yesterday. I have yet to hear directly from the Iranians on anything direct regarding the Americans. We have some conversations, but we'll wait and see what they are, where we are. Let me say that again. We've had some conversations, but we'll wait and see where we are. While they're waiting and seeing, those Americans are suffering in jail. This is absurd. This is the problem with a failed foreign policy. And again, I want your comments and calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. I wish we could get audio on that, but there's no audio available. But that's what he said. I have yet to hear directly from the Iranians. This is talking about this prisoner swap. We've had some conversations, but we'll wait and see where we are. Who has the ability to wait and see? It's easy for Secretary Kerry to say it, but it's not so easy. It's not so easy for Amir Hakmati, Jason Rezaian, Saeed Abedini, and possibly Robert Levinson as well.
If we have a comment coming in on Facebook that ties into a call as well from Maude, who's calling in from Westchester, New York. And we have a comment also similar on Facebook. I just wanted to acknowledge them that they came in as well with a similar comment. This was from Larry Winters on Facebook. But Maude, what's your question or comment on JSEC You're Live? You're on the air.
Hi, Maude.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Now, I hear about Iran. He's saying that to release their people and they will release America.
Right, that's Rouhani. Yep.
Yes. Well, I don't agree with that. They should release the Americans first because America will release and then they don't release.
Exactly right. Here you are, Maude, you're exactly correct. And you said you had a similar comment coming
that's
in from
right.
Periscope.
Larry Winters says the Iranians should release their prisoners release their prisoners first if a swap can be accomplished, just due to the fact that obviously you can't really trust them.
No, Maude, that's the problem with the whole deal.
And if you hear that clip, he doesn't say, we will then release it. It's, we'll begin discussions.
It will create an atmosphere. Let's play that fight. Do we have that one? It creates an atmosphere. Yeah.
If the Americans take the appropriate steps and set them free, certainly the right environment will be open and the right circumstances will be created for us to do everything within our power and our purview to bring about the swiftest freedom for the Americans held in Iran as well.
So if the Americans release the prisoners that are Iranian, they'll do everything in their power to see what they can do.
This is from the president of Iran. Uh-huh. Well, everything within your power.
Yeah, how about releasing them?
The president.
Yeah, you're the president of Iran, but they're not. So this is where this is a bogus discussion. I mean, but it's a critical one. All right, let's take another phone call here before the break.
All right, we'll quickly take another call. Jordan's calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey,
quickly.
Jordan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My comment is this. If we look back at, 1939 in Europe, it's called the Munich Agreement,
yep.
And it was an appeasement to Adolf Hitler,
right,
by Russia, England, and France that said, okay, just take a little bit of Czechoslovakia, and
right,
then we'll leave you alone. And that was his green light to conquer Europe and
right,
invade Poland.
Yeah.
So basically, this administration has this attitude of, you know, doing something is better than doing nothing, even if doing something is, as Netanyahu
yep,
said, it's a bad deal.
Well, here's what's also interesting. If you look at, and I've studied this, if you look at the situation with Neville Chamberlain and the Munich Agreement, here's what you had. This, by the way, is not an excuse. But he had no military buildup because they'd just gone through World War I. Now you're in the 1930s, not that long later. Britain had been devastated in World War I militarily, even though they were the victors. I mean, I'm reading a fascinating book by Winston Churchill right now called The Aftermath, and that's part of his series on this whole situation. And the appeasement was in part, and not justified, was that lack of military. I mean, they didn't have the capability at that time to engage the rising Nazi party. Now, ultimately, they had to, and of course, it took the United States getting involved. President Obama has no excuse, zero. We have the strongest military in the world. I think he said that today at the United Nations. We're the strongest military in the world. We're the, you know, really? Then why aren't we flexing our muscles? How about demanding access here? How about getting, I mean, this whole, we're playing these sound bites for you so you understand that the Iranians are offering nothing. All right, we're taking more calls at 800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update on what we've done on Saeed's behalf just this weekend. And again, last 3 days of the month, we're having a record month. We could sure use your support. ACLJ.org, any amount you donate, tax deductible, really helping us out. And we're having a great month. You could help us there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll take your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. Periscope, Facebook as well.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. American pastor Saeed Abedini has now been imprisoned in Iran for 3 years. 3 years without his family. 3 years of beatings and abuse. This past weekend, millions of people around the globe held prayer vigils for Pastor Saeed, more than 900 vigils in more than 40 countries. This week, the focus is on the United Nations in New York. Among the world leaders in the spotlight, Iran's President Rouhani. The world is watching, and the media asking questions. When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Same book, Undemocratic. And by the way, you can get that book wherever you buy your books, and encourage you to get that. By the way, also, tonight is not going to be band rehearsal for Facebook. There will be rehearsal, but we want to get ready for you for next week, where we're going to do a brand new set of songs. Interesting thing Will Haynes found here. Secretary Kerry was speaking at the Economic Forum that was going on at the UN, and there's a hashtag. You see him speaking. Our Periscope and Facebook audience can see this. And it says, hashtag leave no one behind. But they are leaving somebody behind. They're leaving four people at least behind, and that is, of course, the four Americans held captive. But this was in the context of the Economic Forum. That they want to make sure they get very clear. The president has the opportunity to address the country, the world, and misses that opportunity, intentionally does not mention the Americans. So that's what's happening. Let me also say this. We have John Schnecks in here as one of our directors in our digital advocacy. He has been very instrumental in the Be Heard project, and we've had a pretty significant development. I have to say, the sheer amount of letters that I don't have any left in the studio here because they're now all in New York. Let everybody know how many we actually sent. These were individually signed, individual names on each letter.
Right, so we ended up getting almost 268,000 written, but because of time constraints of getting them printed and shipped, we were able to ship 263,000 in 1,000 boxes of 1,000.
There they are.
We shipped them all to the door, right to the UN, and we want to get them there by today so that they would be there when the president was speaking.
Right. This isn't just an email. This isn't something we're just sending a digital file. This is something they have to physically deal with.
Those are about 8 pounds a piece of just letters inside those boxes. We had 263 of those boxes that were shipped.
And we'll get the other letters up there, too. I mean, we'll get the other ones up there, too.
Absolutely.
So total is 268,000, which is unbelievable, folks. And we're going to follow up with the UN because we've asked Ban Ki-moon now to address this directly. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls while John's here, too. Maybe he can help us in some of these. Let's go ahead and take a phone call or comment.
Let's talk to Marianne, who's calling from University Place, Washington, who's also watching on Facebook. Thank you, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey.
Hi, Jay. First of all, thank you for everything that you do. I watch you on Facebook every day, and also your band. I missed it last week.
Well,
I'll miss it tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna not do it. We didn't do it last week or this week because we're actually rehearsing. We had so many people watching now, which is great. We feel like we gotta bring you some new material. So the band will be back next Monday night. I promise.
Good. And I'm calling about two comments. First of all, with the president missing that opportunity, I don't think it was a missed opportunity. I think it was a deliberate opportunity. Very disappointed.
Yep.
And the other thing is also that with this Iran deal and them wanting to exchange prisoners, they want to do the same thing that they did with the deal, take everything that they can from us and give us nothing in return. They can't be trusted. And if we release any of their prisoners, there is no guarantee yet that we're still going to get our hostages
back. That's exactly why we've done this Be Heard project, John, is to get, because we Mary and I agree with you. By the way, I'm going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS. I'm going to sign it now for you. But this is exactly why we're trying to keep this, keeping this pressure up is a way to keep them alive here.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. The only, the main focus of this whole project is just to keep the media attention on Saeed, to keep the pressure on the international government, on the president, on the State Department, and try to get the other leaders involved to make statements at these UN General Assembly's sessions, just to try to get this advocacy out and to get a.
So, Marianne, you're absolutely right. I think it was intentionally missed, too. I think they probably discussed it and decided not to do it. I think it was a huge mistake. And I know, Logan, we've been getting a lot of that same kind of comment on Facebook and Periscope, and the phones
are pouring
as well.
In the comments, especially on the phones. Let's take another call. Let's go to Roland, who's calling from Shawnee, Kansas. Roland, thanks for holding for so long. We're glad we can get to you now.
I'm going to send you a book, Roland. You've been hanging there a long time.
That's great. Well, I watch you on Periscope about every day at lunch. So, my comment is, several months ago, Name had a meeting with Obama, and he gave her some great encouragement, leading her to believe that he was going to do everything in his power to release those hostages, and then he didn't. So we can't trust him any more than we can trust the Iranians.
Well, look, so here's what you got to do, Roland. This is why we've got to fight back and keep this in the press. I mean, and keep this out there. That what John was just talking about, I think, is very important. Logan initiated Be Heard years ago. It wasn't even thinking about this particular issue, but the idea was some way to, especially young people, to get them engaged in these issues, Logan. This was why we launched Be Heard in the first place.
That's right. It's to create a separate brand. Obviously, it's all under the American Center for Law and Justice. It's all part of what we do here. But it's a separate, unique brand that's now specifically focused on people that are being persecuted for their faith all across the world.
Yeah, and John, the response really has been overwhelming. I mean, we had 1,136,000 signatures for Saeed's release, 268,000 letters going up to the UN. I mean, and it's a very broad demographic on Be Heard, right?
That's right. And like Nagme said today on radio, there was over 900 prayer vigils for people that came out and spoke out against his release.
I hope we don't have to have prayer vigils again next year. The number increased significantly. We have an interesting comment coming in, Logan, from Lisa Vogel. Was that, I don't know if it's Facebook or...
Sure, Lisa Vogel on Facebook, actually, and a lot of people commenting this about the Pope's visit, and they said they've heard that the Pope is working behind the scenes on Saeed's release, and a lot of people are curious, has the Pope gotten involved, and if any other countries have gotten involved?
Yes to both. The Pope, the embassy for the Pope in Iran is now engaged. We have had communication with the Holy See, directly with his office and his leadership. I can't disclose, obviously, the scope of what that is, but I will tell you this. The Pope was very instrumental in the release of Miriam Ibrahim, so that is moving forward without a question, and I think there'll be more developments, and we do have multiple governments working on this as well.
All right, let's try to take another call. Charisse is calling from Salem, Oregon. You're on the air.
Charisse.
Quickly, Charisse, run out of time.
Thank you. My question is, I'm wondering how the Iranians would feel about punishing our prisoners if the same thing that they're doing to our people was done to theirs.
Yeah, you know what I think, Charisse, very quickly here? I don't think they have the same moral compass as we do. I don't think they would think that's that big of a deal. They would say that's the price of martyrdom. I mean, that's how they would view it. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but that's what it is. But I appreciate you calling.
All right, one more time. Should I take Teresa's calling from Mulberry,
we're
going to
do this really
Ohio.
Quick. Teresa, you're on.
Yeah, thank you so much for all that you do. And I just have a question I don't know if you can answer.
Yep.
But if our president was a true American, then why wouldn't it be at the top of his list to rescue his own?
Well, I'm not questioning the president's loyalty to the country. It's not on the top of his list because he wanted the deal with Iran more than he wanted the release of the Americans. And that's part of what we have to deal with. Let's go ahead, Michael, really quickly here.
My comment is, where is the backbone of this administration? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Let me tell you where it is. It's we'll put it up for Facebook and Periscope really quickly. It's hashtag leave no one behind, okay, at an economic forum. Let's put that up there. And it's not the hashtag leave no one behind, get the Americans home. That's the problem with the whole thing. But again, John, great job with the whole team on Be Heard. And it's not over, right? I mean, we've got other projects that... And people should go there to find other information about what's going on in the persecuted church.
Absolutely. BeHeardProject.com, and we will keep you all up to date on the progress and new campaigns that come out over time.
All right, so that is going to do it for the broadcast today. Logan, why don't you let everybody know what they can do to support the work of the ACLJ, and also a huge thank you to Facebook and Periscope and our entire radio audience for this important program. More updates tomorrow. It's a moving situation in New York. We'll keep everybody posted.
Right, if you want to sign the petition, give us a call at 1-877-989-2255 or easily go to aclj.org, or you can sign on the ACLJ app you can find in the App Store currently. Under
push in the app.
Yeah, push the app. Why not? Try it. And we're going to have a new update coming very soon for the app. And we'll be back tomorrow on Facebook, Periscope, and obviously on radio on JSEC Hill Live. We will talk to you tomorrow.
When will Pastor Saeed and the other imprisoned Americans be returned home? Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Keep the pressure on Iran and President Rouhani. Dozens of countries around the globe are advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. It's time the Obama administration brought these Americans home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.